Epilogue. Call me highway. Call me conduit. Call me lightning rod, scout, catalyst, observer. Call me what you will. I was there when I was required. Through me passed the overarch bedecans in their great sequential migration across the universes of, no translation, the marriage parties of the universe groupings of, no translation, and the emissaries of the lone bearing the laws of the new, from the pulsing core, the absolute center of our nested home. All this, the rest, and others I received as I was asked, and transmitted as I was expected, without fear, favor, or failure. And only in the final routing of the channel I was part of, did I discharge my duty beyond normal procedures. When I moved from a position where my presence was causing conflict in the micro-environment concerns, see attached. Considering it prudent to withdraw and reposition myself and my channel tracts, where, for some long time at least, it was again unlikely I would be discovered. The initial association with the original entity Peace Makes Plenty, and the minor information loss ensuing, was not as I would have wished. But as it represented the first full such liaison in said micro-environment, I assert hereby, it fell within acceptable parameters. I present the entity Peace Makes Plenty, and the other above-mentioned collected, embraced, captured, self-submitted entities as evidence of the environment's general demeanor within its advanced chaotic spectrum section, and urge they be observed and studied free, with the sole suggested proviso that any return to their home environment is potentially accompanied by post-association memory confiscation, in the linked matter of the suitability of the relevant inhabitants of the micro-environment, for further and ordered communication or association. It is my opinion that the reaction to my presence indicates a fundamental unreadiness as yet for such a signal honor. Lastly, in recognition of the foregoing, I wish now to be known hereafter as the Accession. Thank you. End.
That is the end of Accession
by Ian M. Banks.